Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Sundy Stroud to the podcast. She is the owner of Sundy's over in Bismarck. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you do coffee and ice cream.
And homemade baked goods. Basically, I have fun. I get to serve milkshakes and ice cream sundaes all summer and play around in the kitchen with homemade, you know, banana bread and cinnamon rolls and what have you all winter. So it's fun.
Yeah. So you told me earlier that this was your third summer that you've been open. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with the idea to do this.
I used to work in a hospital as a dietitian, and like I told you, now I just get to make everybody happy instead of telling them what they can't eat or shouldn't eat. I was on my way home from work. It had been a long day. It was hot. I got home and I told my husband, I wish I'd have got a milkshake. It was too hot to even eat. And he said, well, why don't we just build an ice cream shop? And I didn't think any more about it, but he was very serious. And so, so our first year we had just ice cream and milkshakes, and we specialize in milkshakes. So I have over 40 flavors available.
Wow.
The Elvis is my best seller. I try to listen to what my customers want, and that one was the creation of a customer.
So what is the Elvis?
The Elvis has peanut butter, banana syrup, and chocolate syrup.
Wow.
Blended into the vanilla ice cream. My milkshakes are different because what I've done is I've taken the machines, I've made ice cream in there, and I have raised the temperature just enough so that it comes out milkshake consistency. So your ice cream is not watered down with milk.
Right.
And so we make the ice cream there at the shop, and you know, we have all this a wall of simple syrups that are flavored, and we just have fun creating, and we just keep coming up with new flavors. Chocolate covered cherry is my favorite. It tastes like a cordial cherry. And then the second summer, you know, we added more items in third summer. So now we have ice cream sundaes and what have you. And I even have ideas for the following summer, for next summer.
Good. So you said that you added the baked goods this year, correct?
Yes. So last winter, we added the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And again, listening to the customers, and they were wanting food to go with their coffee. And so my husband said, well, why don't we just build a bakery too? So we did. And so now I do homemade baked goods. I actually got my baker's license when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I went straight out of high school. I always knew I loved food. And my poor parents, my family ate a lot of messed up cakes and dinners, bless their hearts, but I've always loved food.
Yeah.
And so I love playing in the bakery. It's fun.
So you said that came from the idea of some of your customers as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were wanting something to go with their coffee. And I've asked, you know, the little businesses there, because, you know, Bismarck is such a small, connected community,
right,
though, very tight-knit, lovely. I couldn't ask for a better place to retire to than Bismarck. And so, you know, the bank said, well, we would like this. And the ladies at the pharmacy said, well, you know, how about some orange cranberry scones? And so I've tried to incorporate a lot of what everybody has requested.
Yeah. So you mentioned the scones. What all kinds of things do you have as far as the baked goods?
So I have the orange cranberry scones with just a drizzle of glaze. That's probably my less sweet item.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the homemade breads, I have a tropical bread, which is pineapple tidbits, mashed bananas, coconut, and maraschino cherries on top. I have the traditional banana bread and pumpkin bread. I don't do nuts because there's so many people with allergies to nuts. Sure. So I just for that reason. And then I had a lot of men actually ask for carrot raisin bread. And I said, sure, no problem. And so I have carrot raisin bread. Muffins, I started out with the traditional blueberry. And I had a request for apple, so I did that. And then people said, well, you don't have anything peanut butter. So now I have a peanut butter muffin with milk chocolate chips in it. And that one has actually become my best seller. But it all started with homemade cinnamon rolls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I make a lot of cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. So, you know, I know where your business is located. You don't really have any place for people. You obviously don't have any place for people to come sit down. So how does, you know, how is it that you're able to keep, you know, enough people interested to keep coming by? Because like you said, Bismarck's not a, it's a large community. It's widespread. And you're right there kind of in the middle. So how do you kind of keep people coming through, you know, other than the people passing through on their way to Hot Springs or
right.
Philadelphia?
Bismarck is spread out, isn't it? But it's not condensed.
Right.
I love living out there in the country. But we have the lake. So in the summertime, I get a lot of people from the lake. You know, advertisement is important. And this is part of it. Thank you for your service, you know, to all the small businesses, because advertisement is expensive also, mm-hmm. but it's important. So I have a couple of large picnic tables out there when the families come or after school. They love to come get milkshakes, and they pull their pickup trucks back there and lower the tailgates down and utilize the picnic tables. That's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy running around in the grass. Mm-hmm. There's a large area there. We actually started this business during a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it is not like a restaurant open to the public, that I have a porch that you can walk up to and order or a drive through. And that was very beneficial during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely.
Families could still enjoy a treat. They could still enjoy something, but not have to get out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's how that got started, and not actually having, you know, a restaurant seated area.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the pandemic, and that was where I was going to go next. You know, how did you, you know, how were you able to make it through that? Because, you know, it's tough. I mean, starting a business at any point is tough, but especially, you know, in the pandemic, towards the end of the pandemic, it was hard, and a lot of small businesses ended up having to fold because they couldn't make it.
Right. So, for me, that's kind of a twofold question. The funny part is the ordering. You could not get any supplies during the pandemic.
Right.
It sounds insane, but I actually thought, you know, building the building and passing all the state and the local, you know, health codes and what have you was going to be the hardest part. It was not. I passed all of that, and I was ready to, you know, to open my business. And I went to order all my supplies, and I couldn't get cups, and I couldn't get lids, and I couldn't get wrapped straws, and it was hair pulling. And so we were on the internet ordering supplies from all over to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I even ran out of wrapped straws. And Dollar General, believe it or not, had wrapped straws. I popped them out so that I had wrapped straws. I could use unwrapped ones, of course, but
sure.
I think the customers find it more sanitary if you're handing them a wrapped straw. So also, I was able, because we did so much searching and finding the lowest price, I was able to keep my prices as low as possible so that families could come and enjoy something during a really hard time. And that was important to me. I was a single parent for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had four children. And I know what it was like to try to treat a large family
right
on a minimum budget.
Right.
And so that was important to me.
Yeah.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So the great thing about what you do is it's unique to Bismarck. You know, people here in Hot Springs, they're used to lots of coffee shops, mm-hmm. lots of ice cream places, but there's not that in Bismarck. You've got a few restaurants that have, you know, things like that, but none of it, you know, together and unique like what you have. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, you know, your customers tend to like, and is that kind of what keeps them coming back?
I believe so. Especially in the mornings when people are getting their coffees, mm-hmm. they're able to get through quickly and get on their way to school or work or whatever they're doing with their day. You know, versus a place where you're going to have to sit a while because this person has just ordered a large breakfast platter
right.
or, you know, a lot of really fancy coffees that I can't pronounce ahead of you, you know. No, so I keep the coffees fairly simple. Don't get me wrong, you know, I think that we still have quite a variety, you know, with all the syrups. I still have my wall of syrups. And I have frozen coffee, iced coffee, hot coffee, cappuccino. But it goes through quickly.
Right.
Milkshakes and ice creams, it's a little slower. But if you're hot and thirsty mm-hmm. and it's the end of the day, it's worth the wait.
Right.
But again, you know that you're not waiting on someone's meal, too.
Right.
It's going to still go at a pretty steady pace. It's a milkshake or an ice cream sundae.
Yeah. So, if I'm not mistaken, this time of year, you've already put the ice cream to bed for the season. You tend to, you know, while personally I'm a fan of eating ice cream 365 days a year, you know, as a business, it's kind of hard to keep that going. So, right now you are just doing the coffee and the baked goods, correct?
That is correct. I do have a lot of customers that are like, oh, you know, that's a bummer because I like ice cream. But not enough. I don't think a lot of people understand how much goes into making the ice cream. Right. All of the machines, these machines are monsters. My biggest one weighs around 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
But they have a lot of mechanics in them, as you can imagine.
Right.
They're constantly turning. And these machines need to be rinsed, mm-hmm. sanitized, broke down. Every little O-ring has to come off of every moving part.
Right.
Washed, sanitized, air-dried, and put back together. And it takes about 6 hours. To do all of the machines and sanitize everything.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just don't, I'd say it, but it slows down
sure.
in the wintertime.
Sure.
And it's just not justifiable.
Right.
So, which is the brainstorm of the coffee, you know, because
right.
then everybody loves a good warm cup of coffee when it's cold.
Right. So, obviously, you've got a great location. You're right there on the main drag. Do you get a lot of high school traffic? Because,
yes.
And I say high school, but all the schools are right there together now. Do you get a lot of traffic from the schools in the mornings, in the evenings?
I don't so much in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bismarck is a wonderful school, a great school district, and I know the people that work there serving their meals. One lady even works for me in the summertime during her break. But, you know, they have breakfast, a great breakfast mm-hmm. there at the school. So I would say not so much in the mornings. In the afternoons, when I have the ice cream shop open, yes. And like I said before, I love the fact that they can congregate and have a safe place to just chill and talk. And football games, I can always tell when there's an in-town game, even if I haven't looked at the roster. yeah, because right. they swing by and they get their milkshakes and head to the ball field.
Yeah. All right. So what are your hours right now? Because I know they kind of shift a little bit. You know, I know in the summer you're open more afternoons and evenings. So what are your hours currently?
So currently I'm open Tuesday through Saturday. And we open at 6 o'clock and we're open till 10 o'clock.
Okay.
A.m., of course, right. you know, for the coffee. And then once in May the 1st, after I open back up with the milkshakes, we'll be open from 12 to 6 for the milkshakes.
Okay. And what is the address? If I remember, you're right there across from the Methodist Church in Bismarck?
I'm directly across from Patriot Portable Buildings. The Methodist Church and Ricardo's are just diagonally across the highway from me. But the address is 6962 Highway 7.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. I enjoyed getting to talk to you, and now I've got to figure out where I'm going to go eat.
Oh, that's the good thing that I made you hungry, but I brought you some fresh pastries that you can give us a try.
Right, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And for this service that you provide for communities.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.